fiberglass man stands atop a stone pedestal, wearing blue clothes. Who knows? What might he be reaching for? Perhaps he's hungry, his simple gesture signifying his hope for food.
Very large food. Tell me more.
A 3,000-pound egg sits motionless on the edge of a bank parking lot. What secrets does this egg hold? And how big of a frying pan would I need to make it into an omelet?
Or I could boil it in my hot tub.
The giant artichoke nestled in its enclave causes me to realize that I didn't really know what an artichoke looked like, because I only see them in dips, tasty dips relegated to the appetizer stage of my meal.
What is that? It's an artichoke. I need a big old tortilla chip. Yeah.
The world's largest Pez dispenser is an order of magnitude larger than a real Pez dispenser, but it's still smaller than I expected. It was made by the gifted hands of a Pez-obsessed man who is very happy.
Of course he's happy. Oh.
Which came first, Randy's donut shop or the donut on top? Randy remains tight-lipped. I don't know how he squeezed his store under the donut, but I know one thing, I'm hungry.
Give me some of that sweet, sticky, icky, icky, and blow my mind.
As I enter town, I see an 8-foot clam perched upon a beautifully landscaped mound. Did the artiste who molded this concrete creature take the time to include a pretend pearl? I bet it's beautiful.
Shazam! It's the world's largest clam. Yes! Rhett, Link, though I am but a statue and cannot eat, I have been satisfied by your descriptions of the large foods encountered on your journey. I extend my hand to you as a token of thanks.